And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on 97.3 The Fan. Hey, Pete Gray here with Corey Sandin. We heard from Rock Cod Rick in the snow up there in the High Sierra doing some trout fishing and having a great time with a couple of superb guests here. Fred Huber from the Daily Double, Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell. We're talking tuna. We're talking calico bass, we're talking sand bass, and a whole lot more here on Let's Talk Hookup today. Right, Corey?
Lots of fun. And the lines are packed up, but when somebody does hang up, give us a shout at 833-288-0973. Like Pete said, we're giving away the Sato Line Winder Kit.
Yeah, really fantastic prize there. It's everything you need. Super high-tech line winder. It's comparable to the line winders that cost $2,000. It can wind Spectra. It can wind mono, it can wind fluorocarbon, it can do it all for under $300. It's your best value in a high-tech line winder. You get it at Fisherman's Landing Tackle and other selected tackle stores. And I got to remind you, check out this week's edition of Western Out There. We were just talking about wing shooting. Lots of ducks going on right now, and of course lots of big bluefin tuna, and lots of great Sierra information too for the fall trout season. So check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. They also have that Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament coming up real soon, so that'll be a really great time. And also, the San Diego Marlin Club's big event, the ILTT tournament, is next weekend, October 4th, 5th, and 6th. And they're going to be hosting with $15,000 worth of CalStar and rods and Shimano reels. I know Fisherman's Landing Tackle's a big sponsor of that. A big tournament awards banquet on October 6th. So if you want to get information on this, the San Diego Marlin Club ILTT, it's a great, great tournament. Check out themarlinclub.squarespace.com, or you can give Marcus or Hallie a call at 619-551-6521 for more information, or just stop by the Marlin Club there on Shelter Island. They'll set you up for sure. Also, we have this week's CCA calendar winner, the Bill Varney CCA calendar winning number is a great, great prize. It's a really nice tackle box, and the number is 1192. Check the back of your calendar there. It's a nice Akuma tackle bag. It's 1192 is the winner this week of that great calendar drawing from CCA. All right, let's find out what's cooking out there. Our buddy Yanni is on the line from fishermansbelly.com. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning. Good morning, you guys. What a great show this morning. And good morning to all the fishermen out there. Hey, listen, I had a really great experience earlier in the week. I went and met Brian Willey over at the Sump Fun in my hometown of Dana Point. And I had a chance to talk with some of the fishermen. And, of course, they had a half-day boat trip. And all the fishermen had a big smile on their face because, you know, any day fishing is a great day. But I ran into Bill Hogan, and he had a bag full of small rockfish, and he pulled me aside and he said, "Yanni, what the hell do I do with this stuff?" So, you know, it is a dilemma. You know, we have a great day, but we come home with a small rockfish. What in God's name do we do? I put together a recipe especially for that problem right there. I put together one of my famous easy fish recipes that you can make in less than a half an hour, and cooking up a couple of small rockfish, putting together an avocado tomato salad, and making a dinner that will make your girlfriend or your wife think that you are a gourmet chef. And I'm telling you, by the time they finish eating that dinner, their next question will be, when are you going fishing again?
Yeah, for sure. That sounds fantastic, Yanni. Fishermansbelly.com for more information on that. We'll have it up on our Let's Talk Hookup website very soon on the Angler's Table section there. Yanni, once again, love those small rockfish. Good job. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You bet you will. Have a great day, you guys.
All right. Appreciate that. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Steve and Fred, so let's jump into it, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Michael. Michael from Del Mar. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Michael.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Great. Good.
Hey, so a couple things. Now, the skipjack, that's basically just the old bonita that we've been catching around here for years. Is that just a different name for that that fish, or is it a different fish than the regular bonita that we used to get?
Different fish.
They're bigger, and nothing pound for pound. Does anything pull harder?
No, they're great. Especially nowadays with the RSW systems and all that. Skipjack. They're a little bit darker meat, but nowadays with the RSWs on all the three-quarter day boats and all that, the skipjack is a bigger player than it used to be. It used to not be such a sought after fish, but now people are really hot for the skipjack for the pokey. That's the new thing. And the skipjack and the bonita differ. The skipjack's more of an offshore fish, bonita less so. Bonitas are green and blue, and the skipjack's kind of got that crazy wild purple in their sides. And that's kind of the skipjack certainly don't have as much teeth as a bonita. Bonita have much more teeth. That's the main differences.
But skipjack is absolute makes fantastic pokey. You get that pokey mix from Fisherman's Processing.
It does.
It's you bleed it properly. You keep it on ice. It's yep. it's actually preferred by a lot of Asian markets, I understand.
So, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
There's in every can of chunk light tuna that you buy is filled up with skipjack.
Skipjack.
And the other thing we've talked about on the show before, too, you go to Hawaii and enjoy that delicious gourmet poke.
Mm-hmm.
That's all
it's skipjack. Interesting.
It's amazing what we used to turn our nose up
right?
all these years, and it's like, oh, this is really good.
Look at this.
Yeah. But like Steve said, having the RSWs and number one, treating them right is really the key ingredient to the whole deal.
Yeah.
We've been using ice bags. The Daily Double's been picking up some offshore trips, and the fish bags full of ice, it's amazing the product.
Do it just perfect. Yeah.
Those reliable fish bags, those things are so well insulated.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah. Hold ice very, very well. All right, Michael, go get them. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
That's a good one. Let's talk to Don. Don from Woodland Hills. Welcome to the show this morning, Don.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I actually have two questions. Corey, one for you and Steve, and the other one for Steve. First of all, on these yellowfin tuna that are a little skitterish, but they're breaking near the boat, anybody using plastics? And then the other is when you got mixed yellowfin tuna and skipjack, anything you can do to favor a yellowfin bite over the skipjack?
Those are good questions. I think the plastic thing for the tuna, it's a little bit of a touchy deal. Live baits could probably do you better than anything, but where it would do you good is if you have your own private boat. If you're on your own private boat, it could come in the trolling game, or it could come in handy. You know, if you can only carry a scoop of bait, if you have 20 pieces of plastic, it could definitely add to your day, you know, a 5-inch swim bait. Along with your 40 or 50 pieces of live bait, it definitely add to it.
As far as targeting a yellowfin tuna versus a skipjack with live bait when they're both around the boat, generally, no. There's not really any way you can kind of exclude a skipjack. Occasionally, when there's a million skipjack in the water, the water's super clean. I have seen it, which is totally contrary to common fishing theory, but occasionally using a slower, deader bait, even a completely stone dead bait, I've seen it where we were able. This is a very specific situation, not at all commonplace. There's been a few times when you use a dead bait, you could catch a yellowfin tuna, versus a live bait, you catch a skipjack every
really?
Time.
Really? Because a skipjack are faster than the yellowfin?
Yes. And the chummer would throw some bait in a corner, and you'd watch the corner shoot through, and it'd be all skipjack, and the yellowfin would show up a little bit later, and a guy'd flop a dead bait in the water, and he'd catch a yellowfin.
Oh, what a crazy deal.
It's very, very situational. It's not, you know, I would not recommend it on a day-to-day basis, but I've seen it more than a few times.
But it works.
When it does work, when there's just a million bazillion skipjack in the water, and just a little bit of yellowfin, sometimes a slower, deader bait was catching yellowfin.
And the skipjack want to chase. They see that,
yes.
and they get fired up, and the competition level just drives that group of fish to chase it.
Yeah.
And the yellowfin's a little bit slower.
Yep.
You know, going back to the previous caller that was asking about the difference between a skipjack and a bonita, a skipjack is one of the fastest fish in the ocean.
Yeah.
Not that a bonita's slow.
Hey,
but
if I had to
talk about a different fight. I mean, there's a big difference between a bonita and a skipjack.
If I had to outrun a blue marlin, I think I would, too.
Yes. Indeed. Hey, Don, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973.
Let's talk to Rich. Rich Cullen from Bradley. Welcome to the show this morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You know, during the surf report, you talked about the southern salmon and southern striped bass. Them fish just are not following the rules. And right along with that, you also had a caller asking about where did the barracuda go. Well, in August, up here on the Central Coast, I was seeing massive schools of bait with millions of birds on them right up on the beach. And when we found that before, and the whales were on them, we also had barracuda flying out of the water. And I knew what to do. I threw on a blue and white tatty, and we caught all we wanted. The thing about the barracuda up here is this is salmon and big rock cod country, so
sure.
Nobody targets them. So your barracuda are going to be safe while they're out of town.
Yeah, well, we heard Cassman talking about a yellowtail caught off of Central Oregon coast this week, which is just, wow, where did that thing get steer wrong, right? But it could happen. It could happen anywhere, right, guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Rich, thanks for the info. Appreciate that very much. That does free up 833-288-0973. And I want to remind you that coming up this Saturday, October 5th, it's a big event. We're going to be at the Kona Kai Resort on Shelter Island from 7 to 9 a.m. doing a live broadcast from the lawn right above the Paloma Pool and Bar, right next to the marina. So when you go in the main entrance of the Kona Kai, you'll see a big fountain. You just walk behind the fountain. You'll see us right there on the lawn. There's going to be free breakfast, free refreshments. Kona Kai always puts out a great spread for our listeners. You can win some great prizes, too, like Maui Jim sunglasses, special Kona Kai memberships, a lot more. So be sure to join us for the Kona Kai Resort Remote. It's coming up this Saturday, October 5th, end of Shelter Island. 2 full hours of great remote broadcast. We're going to have the one and only Pete Grossbeck. Yes, indeed, who he and I grew up there at the Kona Kai Resort a long, 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 long time ago. And Steve Pinard will be there. Adam, the dockmaster, will be there. So come join us for free breakfast, free prizes, and a lot more at the Kona Kai Resort this coming Saturday. All right, let's find out what's going on with your saltwater guide, Corey.
Hey, the Cats Report is sponsored by the Anza Knives, handcrafted knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the new Fish Pro Series from Anza Knives. Made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. The Fish Pro Series are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more information. Go on the Fish Pro, go to Fishman's Processing. I mean, if they're good enough for Sean at Fishman's Processing.
Oh, yeah.
And he's at the
incredible
gun show this weekend.
Yes, he's at the Crossroads of the West gun show in Del Mar today. Don and Heidi are there with the complete Fish Pro series as well as the complete series of Anza Knife. So be sure to check him out today at the Crossroads of the West gun show. Let's talk to your saltwater guide, our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, Corey, Pete. Hey, guys. How are you today, Fred?
Great.
Good to hear you guys talking this morning.
Yes.
Hey, how cool is that, that bait's small again and we can catch those bass in the kelp? That is so fun. To rail a scoop of that sardine in there and then watch those bass cartwheeling in the kelp again. Gosh, there's so much fish to catch right now. It's insane. Over at Catalina, that yellowtail fishing is going crazy right now. There's so much quality yellowtail. You're not seeing the giant fish counts because of the fact that the people just aren't quite prepared for that size of yellowtail at Catalina, but they are biting over there. San Clemente Island, smaller grade yellowtail, 4 to 5, 4 to maybe 10 pound fish are just blanketed that front side of the island. If you can find a spot where you don't have 20 sea lions, you actually can catch a few. Then that bluefin behind Clemente, Pete, what a week, huh? That
oh
was insane.
Crazy. Like the fish of a lifetime, right?
Heck of a trip.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I was out there yesterday. It was a little windy out there yesterday.
Sure.
But I was with Ben on his skipjack, and I got Ben his personal best yesterday.
Sweet.
From Promar, Ben Hong.
Nice.
He got a nice big bluefin yesterday.
Sweet.
On that dead flyer, but we had to work hard for it. I'm a little sore this morning.
I can imagine, yeah, with that weather. And it's worse today.
Yeah, and it's not going to be pretty for a couple of days here. So it's a good time to get your tackle straightened out, get your boats all fixed up, and get ready. Because come Wednesday, the weather gets flat calm. It's going to be beautiful out there again, and the fish are biting. That yellowfin and that skipjack, you guys were just talking about it down below. It keeps coming. It just keeps coming. It just keeps coming. It's just amazing. Don't put your rods and reels away. Get going. Go fishing. Pray for that weather to get better. And it looks like we're going to have another heck of a fall fishing season, guys. So make sure you go fishing.
Indeed. Hey, and Dave, you're back running other people's boats now, I understand, as your saltwater guide, right?
Absolutely, Pete. I stepped away from the everyday grind pressure cooker of that yacht, being on it all the time, making sure everything went perfect, and being gone from the family for weeks and months at a time. And we're back to making people's dreams come true on their boats. So if somebody wants to go out on their boat and learn how to catch these fish that are out here, make sure you give me a call at 949-374-0786. And guys, Pete will tell you, Corey will tell you, anybody that's involved in my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com, it's making dreams come true on there too. We're pretty much teaching you how to catch whatever swims out here in Southern California. It's not so much telling you where they are, because that's Fish Dope's job, but what I'm doing is I'm teaching you how to catch them when you find them, and perfect, how to stay out of the half-day boat's chum line. You don't want to fish for boats when you're out there.
That's the key, right? You're fishing for fish, not for boats. Captain Dave Hansen, yoursaltwaterguide.com. Thanks for a great report, Dave. And go get another big one. Give it a couple days.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Right. Talk to you next Sunday, indeed. All right. And, of course, fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is the $20 code at fishdope.com. All right, let's jump in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Roy. Roy Cohn from San Diego. Welcome to the show this morning, Roy.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Steve, if you're the captain of the Mission Bell, I missed the beginning of the show. I happened to get out with your boat on Wednesday, and I had a great time. We had that light load and ran to that fish at the end of the day. Question, though, I seem to have not too much luck on the kelp cutter style rigs. I was wondering if, have you seen a little better luck with people just fishing kind of straight mono and maybe a short top shot of a, you know, just a small lead of the fluorocarbon?
I like mono. I like mono. The kelp cutter rig, I mean, we're offshore, not much kelp to cut. Certainly the braid, you can do the short leaders off the braid if you like. That's your prerogative. I sure like the simplicity that mono offers, and I don't even feel like having a fluorocarbon leader is necessary. I've just, you know, all the fish that we were Karen was hooking and I was hooking and handing for people were on rigs that were straight mono. And the fluorocarbon, I think, is sometimes it just gets in your way. We're thinking that you need to have that leader of fluorocarbon, not to mention when it gets stuck in your guides and you're trying to cast, getting the bait in the water in good shape and good technique will overcome a whole lot of doodads and gimmicks. And just good technique, good bait on a decent hook, get it in the water, forget about all the tackle, and just monofilament or fluorocarbon, whatever you like, just good technique with a good bait in the water is more important than any of that stuff.
And to add to that too, Steve, I mean, straight spectra, or you know, even if you have a small top shot or whatever, with tuna fishing, you, tendency to have the fish on a while, and you're going to wear a larger hole, and yeah, I mean, if you
easier
give
to pull
that,
a hook.
You're going to pull the hook, and if you don't pull it, you're going to make a large enough hole and possibly give that fish just a millimeter of slack, and the hook's going to drop right out. Yeah, so. It's a complete negative all the way around for tuna fishing.
Tiny hooks and spectra, that's not a very great combo. Even freshwater bass fishing.
Yeah.
And anything that has tiny hooks, you typically don't use your braid.
Because you want the stretch,
you
right?
want some stretch. You want some forgiveness. You got to have something soft in your program somewhere. It's got to be the rod's got to be soft. The line's got to be soft. Something. Otherwise, you're just too much, you know, too much. You're too much on a little tiny hook to stay put in
sure.
a fish.
Fred, Roy was talking about kelp cutter rigs. How is the kelp situation out of Point Loma now? Are you guys fishing the kelp?
Not so much.
Really?
Yeah. Kelp was very unproductive this year.
I wonder why. Just the bait's not in there?
I don't know, Pete.
Yeah.
You know, we did a lot of maintenance this year.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So you haven't had your eye on it. Like, totally good for
the
summer.
But it seems like it hasn't been that good, though.
I didn't have my finger on the pulse quite as much as I have the last few years.
But now you're back on the game.
I'm back on my game.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Roy, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does 3M. 833-288-0973. It's been a busy morning and almost impossible to get through, but there's your chance. Get through, talk to Fred, talk to Steve, and have a chance to win that Sato Line Winder kit. Let's jump back on the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Cliff. Cliff calling from Lakewood this morning. Welcome to the show. Appreciate you holding on tight there, Cliff.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Fantastic.
I have a question. Both those boats look very similar. Are they Dittmar Donaldson boat, the same boat? And also, I'm a bow fisherman. I love to fish a bow. Do you have big tanks in the bows?
Neither one of them is a Dittmar Donaldson. Daily Double is a Norick, and the Mission Bell is steel, built by Rodriguez.
Mission Bell is steel?
Steel.
I didn't know that. Sister ship
to the Sum Fund.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Sea Watch is also same lineage.
Yeah.
We don't have a bait tank in the bow on the Mission Bell at this time. We do not.
And what about the Daily Double?
No.
Don't need it. Yeah.
We did for a while there, and it seemed like it created more problems than not. And you know, there's times when you have a full boat of people where I wish I had it still.
Yeah. What's a full boat on the Daily Double?
Rare.
Yeah, rare. What is it, like 50 or?
We're licensed for 70.
70, okay. And what about the Mission Bell? What do you take?
49 is what we're licensed for, but the most we fish with three-quarter day is 38.
All right, and you still call it three-quarter day?
No, it's old habits.
Everybody calls it a full day.
It is listed as a full day. But
it's a better name for it.
Yeah, because it's been the same. It's the same trip as it was. 5 years ago or 10 years ago, but just it's got properly named now.
So your limited load is what?
38.
That's nice load.
It's a nice big boat.
Yeah.
38. It's manageable.
Yeah.
All the boats. It's been the trend has been for lighter and lighter loads, and everybody. I understand. I get it.
This time of the year, though, is when you know kids are back in school.
Oh, yeah.
People think, but it's the best time to go fishing, right?
Yeah.
And because lighter loads and people are enjoying, generally speaking, except for the next couple of days, a beautiful weather.
Yeah.
And it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy, Roy, who just called in, he was out with us on Wednesday. We had 17 people.
Sweet.
And we tossed on 74 of those big yellowfin.
Oh, what a beautiful trip.
What a day. Good vision, yeah.
Yeah, what a day, indeed. Hey, Cliff, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Come on down and join the Mission Bell or the Daily Double. You won't be sorry.
Well, when we come back and Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to have more from Fred on the Daily Double, more from Steve P on the Mission Bell. A lot of good stuff coming up on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina. Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com.
G'day folks, Damon Olsen from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all the styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
Having lobster season here. Oh, the Promar spot. It's in full force, right?
Yeah, it opened yesterday. Last night was the first night.
Yeah. It was a little busy on the bay yesterday, Fred?
It looked like a circus. It's amazing the different lights they have marked in their pots. And
I can't even imagine.
I tell you what, it's like, okay, time to go down in the middle of the channel.
Yeah.
They respect the middle of the channel.
Yeah, you have to, yeah.
You don't realize how fortunate, I mean, not Fred, but I mean the hoop netters, how fortunate we are to have San Diego Bay. I mean, it's a place where they can't put commercial traps. And,
right.
And the whole Santa Monica Bay thing, too.
Yeah, Santa Monica Bay. And that's LA Harbor. Like so many different places.
Exactly.
Front side of Catalina.
Yeah, that's
another place that huge no commercial traps.
And a lot of good-sized lobsters.
But also, that's a good warning, too, because all the commercial guys have already put their traps out. They can't bait until Tuesday. But just be cautious if you're traveling along the kelp lines and stuff like that. Right, guys?
Yeah.
There's lobster traps everywhere.
Yeah, we change our mode of operation.
Yeah.
There's definitely time to pay attention coming transiting.
Yeah, and be in the channel.
Yeah, and it's not that big a deal. You know, it's like, oh, goodness, I have to pay attention again.
Yeah, just have to watch for traps.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want one of those in your trap. Hey, you want to get through, here's your chance. 833-288-0973. One line open to talk to these guys and get in and have a chance to win that Sato line winder. Let's jump in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Ron. Ron Cohn from San Diego. Welcome to the show this morning, Ron.
How you doing, guys? I got two questions for Steve. One is, can you tell me some information on your boat? Also, are they catching yellowfin? How you doing with the jigs?
As far as catching, well, let's start with the last question, the first. Catching them on the lures has been tough for the most part. Occasionally, when they're really wound up tight, we will catch them on like mostly the small Colt snipers and maybe a small flatfall lure. It seems like the little ones, we were a week ago, we were catching some smaller grade yellowfin tuna, and those guys were eating the lures fairly well. And when we did fish lures for those, we did catch them. But overall, catching them on lures has been a little bit tougher, a little bit slower than I would expect. But again, the lures of choice have been the small flatfalls and the small snipers, like the 60-gram, the 42-gram, that size snipers. The boat is a 65-footer. It's steel. It's 22 feet wide, give or take. Got a nice brand new bait tank with an RSW fish hold system on it, and got a brand new 860 Westmar sonar.
Wow,
we're ready to go.
Wow, and you catch fish?
We try.
Yeah, you get on them.
We try.
How long do you think this season's gonna last? Any ideas?
I don't know. It's a good question. The water's certainly not as hot as it was last year at this time.
Really? Okay.
I mean, last year we had that 80 degree water.
That's true.
Amazing.
What are you seeing now out there?
71, 72, okay. Like that. On a sunny, warm day, you might see 72, 73. And if it's overcast all day and windy, it might stay down there at 70, 71, depending on how much sun gets on it. But it could go for a while. I mean, we haven't. The thing that the tuna haven't done usually, which is the last thing they do, is get on the kelp patties. Uh-huh. We've caught a few fish around kelp, a few tuna around kelp, but for the most part, it's been open water fish that we've found with, you know, either fish up on a breezer or chipping or however we find where the sonar. But they have not really settled in on the kelp yet, and that seems like that's typically the last. That's what they do last.
Last, uh-huh. And down below, there's been some tropical action too,
yeah,
the last
absolutely.
Few weeks. You know, I mean, not barn burning action, but enough to kind of keep that warm
yeah.
water kind of moving northward toward us.
For
know?
Sure,
the
for
abundance
sure.
of bait out there,
all
both
year.
Inshore and offshore,
all
certainly
year.
Is something they're coming to feed, and they're not going to go too far from the kitchen, right?
Spring and early summer is when I expect to see bait offshore, like mm-hmm. abundance of it. We're still seeing lots of bait out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You want to fish near the bait, but you don't want to fish right on the bait. If you're fishing around a lot of bait where the fish are foaming, they're typically harder, more difficult to catch, and there just seems like you get like a mile and a half outside of that. You find a school that's a mile or so or whatever, just away from the bait just a little bit, you can catch them. If you're
yeah.
in amongst that bait and they're up there jumping around foaming on bait, hard to catch.
They don't want
to.
They don't
want to bite. Yeah, much more difficult to catch. You're just a little teeny bit outside the bait. Seems
that's
funny
great,
how the.
That's a great tip.
Yeah, that's kind of what we've seen this year.
Yeah, for sure. Fred, inshore, you're seeing the same thing on the Daily Double, right? Just tonnage of bait all over the place?
Yeah, there's quite a bit last night heading
yeah.
down. You know, we fished all the way to the border, but we went through miles and miles of
yeah.
bait up on the surface.
And are you seeing game fish chasing that stuff around on the inshore?
You know, we really haven't. I mean, God, the last three falls have just been spectacular for Bonita and Yellowtail, and I don't think it's going to happen this year.
No?
No.
Yeah. Just why? Just different conditions?
You know, Pete, it's hard to... Not as clean a water.
Yeah.
I mean, it's real stable water. You know, that's
sure.
that's the thing that's kind of running through my mind right now. I mean, the fish reports from up the coast, 71, 72 degree water. It's exactly what we have here. I mean, the Southern California Bite sounds like it's all kind of got the same water in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, lots of food for the fish. The fish that's there. You know, going back to the guy that's asking about fishing jigs, it's like, you know, the fish are tuned in, and there's so much good food for them to trick them off of the fact that there's a lot of bait there. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. There's mm-hmm. a lot of food, and you know it's hard to trick them sometimes.
Trick them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Very good, Ron. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. 833-288-0973 just popped open. Let's talk to Daniel. Daniel calling from Rancho Cucamonga. Welcome to the show this morning, Daniel.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. Actually, two questions. It's, what color of braid is best to use if I have to pick a color for my fishing reel?
A braid?
Are you fishing the kelp?
Yeah.
Or are you fishing on a sport boat?
On a sport boat for tuna.
Monofilament.
I like something you can see well. Because you can keep track of what's going on with your line, and you can try and avoid some tangles. So a white or a blue. The one I don't like for the sport boats is the dark green, or the black that you can't see. You got to be able to see your line. You have to be able to see your line. That's critical on board a sport fishing boat. Is something you've got to be able to see it well. Yellow, blue, white. Or something like that, is you've got to be able to see your line so you can keep track of what's going on.
And late in the evening, early in the morning, you cannot see that green and black line.
Right.
You cannot see it, yeah. So it's really important. But you want to, if you use the braid on a sport boat, you want to top shot it with, these guys are suggesting 100 yards of monofilament,
yeah,
100 feet.
Whatever, 100 feet, whatever, just
100 feet.
Yeah, I...
300 yards, please.
300 yards. Brad's a monofilament
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, if you don't, I don't... I personally don't like to see my braid until I have a fish hooked.
Okay.
You know, I like to, most of my line, when I'm fishing, before I get my bite, I like to have either I fish long pieces of fluorocarbon. And just...
Like how long?
I fish like 70 yards.
70 yards?
Yeah, whatever,
wow.
50
okay.
yards of
okay.
Fluorocarbon.
Uh-huh.
Long pieces of fluorocarbon
yeah.
is what I like to fish.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
That's your top shot.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
100 yards, somewhere between 100 yards and 50 yards.
You talked earlier about just going from the the Power Pro or the Braid to monofilament and then straight to the hook. No piece of fluorocarbon.
Yeah, I don't like getting hung up on the fluorocarbon. Okay. I don't like the extra knots. I don't like the extra dealy bobs on there.
And you don't think you're getting bit any better with a piece of fluorocarbon on the end there?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, I just don't want to get hung up on it. If the fish are biting, why spend the extra couple of minutes to get another piece of fluorocarbon and get yourself re-rigged? Honestly, I like fluorocarbon for the abrasion resistance as much as I like it for the supposed invisibility.
That's one of the great things. And on the half-day boat, are you top-shotting with fluorocarbon? Are you giving a little short piece on top of your monofilament?
No,
just straight mono. Straight mono
straight
to the
mono,
hook.
Straight mono.
Yeah,
Pete, you're talking like this is a different language. I don't.
You're talking to an old school guy.
Yeah,
man.
He's like, Fred. It's monofilament on Fred's boat.
Well, no, you can come fish whatever you like.
Yeah,
but I don't see that great an advantage. Like Steve was alluding to there, you know, less knots, less doodads, less. I mean, we're not reinventing the wheel here.
Yeah,
it's you know, keep it simple.
Yep.
And, you know, tie a hook on.
Believe it or not, before fluorocarbon was invented, we still caught fish back then.
No, come on.
It happened.
Seriously?
We did. I know. It was
accidental. Did it really?
Mostly accidental, but we caught some.
Hey, Daniel, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973, giving away that Sato Line Winder kit today. Your chance to get through, talk to Fred, talk to Steve. I want to remind you once again, don't forget, this Saturday, be at the Kona Kai Resort. Such a great time. Corey, too bad you're not going to be there because the Kona Kai puts out a great spread for us. Free breakfast for everybody and refreshments and such like that. We have a ton of great giveaways. They always pony up some great prizes. We have a pair of Maljum sunglasses to give away, a lot more. So be sure to join us down there 7 to 9 a.m. at the Kona Kai Resort in beautiful Shelter Island, right there at the end of Shelter Island. Come on down 7 to 9 a.m. Saturday, October 5th.
Sounds like a good time. Let's jump back in. Let's talk to Alfonso calling from Chula Vista. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Alfonso.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had a question. I've done a lot of, like, half-day boats and stuff like that. And I know you guys play the fish, like, after, but I've never been on a full day. I was wondering, how do you guys do it with the fish? You guys fillet it for us, or is it pretty much you take the fish home?
We fillet. If you want them filleted, you can have them filleted on the boat. Absolutely. We fillet probably most of the fish that we catch. There are people have them filleted up. There's a fair amount of people recently that have been taken to the fish processors to have them done, and then or they just take them home. It's up to you. It's your call.
And it's just a nominal charge for the guys filleting the fish on the boat, and they'll bag them up for you.
If it's big fish, if it's a tuna fish, they're going to come all bagged up in a white trash bag style. And if it's smaller fish, or if they fit in a If they fit in a Ziploc, they come in a one-gallon Ziploc bag.
Nice.
Yeah, but the new tuna regs, they got to be in a big bag and all one piece and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't, we've got thousands and thousands of nice Ziploc bags that we can't use for the tuna because they're too big.
They're too big,
Not a bad problem to have.
Yeah, it's a great problem to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quality problem.
And Fred, on the Daily Double, same thing, right? You'll fillet the fish for the people coming in?
Yeah, the crew's good with their fillet knives. And again, you know, they're having to fillet towards the fish and wildlife at sea processing, so skin patches are left on, and it's still a good product. I mean, there's nothing better than having it done, stepping off the boat and going home and you know, having that part taken care of. I wish I could find somebody to pluck my ducks for me in the
right a cleaning station at this.
Indeed. Hey, go out on the either one, Alfonso, the Mission Bell or the Daily W. Won't be sorry. Appreciate the call this morning very much.
All right, let's talk to Sam. Sam's calling from Irvine. Welcome to the show this morning, Sam.
Good morning. My question is for the skipper of the Mission Bell, but a lot of it's been run through already, but you know, I read Bloody Decks and all that stuff, and I heard that they were running across bigger fish, and the people were breaking off, and, you know, when they were at school. And are there bigger fish out there right now, or is it pretty much the, you know, 25-pound yellowfin?
The yellowfin we've been catching the last 5 days or so, 6 days or whatever, it's been mostly 15 to 30 pound yellowfin tuna with occasional bigger one, occasional maybe a 35 pounder. And then not so much this week, but you know, throughout most of the summer, there's been some bluefin around that we've tangled with bluefin, There's been mixed schools of bluefin and yellowfin around, and when those bluefin are around, those things have been this year 20. I mean, we caught a 90 pounder about a week and a half ago. Yeah, I guess it was about a week and a half ago. We saw a school of a big bluefin. We stopped the boat, and we hooked two of them, and one guy we landed one, and it's so there's certainly some big fish around. They're around. I wouldn't build my whole day around, you know, the expectation that we're going to run into some giant bluefin tuna, but there's certainly a possibility. Having some 40-pound tests, 30-pound tests, a bigger flat fall. The one we did catch a week and a half ago was caught on a flat fall, which is pretty standard nowadays. But I wouldn't build my whole day around that. But being prepared, if you've got the tackle, by all means, bring it.
All right. So what are you? So on the full day trip, you're bringing, you said 20. 30 and 40?
Yeah, that'll do it. If you just had one fishing pole with 25-pound tests, you'd be set. You could do it. And for 90% of what we do in the three-quarter day trips, you're in, day in, day out, 25-pound test mono, get the job done.
If you don't own a rod and reel, you can rent them right there at Point Loma.
Yes, Point Loma Sport Fishing has rental gear that's got good fresh mono on it. It's Shimano reels and either CalStar or Seeker rods.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's nice gear.
What about on the half day, Fred? What are we bringing on the daily double for gear?
Oh, 20 pounds fine.
20 pounds.
You know, I was gonna add in that the day and a half boats, they're targeting the big bluefin now. It seems like we're seeing more and more of that where the fall bite on the big bluefin. And they're not fishing the same area as Steve. They're going more towards Clemente,
yeah.
I believe.
But yeah. And you may only catch one or two fish, but they may be monsters, right?
Yes.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Fish of a lifetime, but versus you're looking to get a fish for everybody on the boat.
We're trying, yeah. That's our goal.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks, Sam. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Let's talk to Stephanie. Stephanie calling from Orange. Thanks for being patient this morning, Stephanie. Welcome to the show.
Hey, anytime. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, I'd like to know your thoughts on braid.
that's been the hot button topic today.
But I see some people spending like 3 minutes staring at the bait tank, figuring out which fish they're going to pick.
Right.
Is there a color? Is there a spot? I get the more lively, the better. But what else are their secrets in picking the fish out of the hundreds sitting there?
Good question. Yeah, that's a great question. That honestly, bait selection is probably the most important thing that people don't do well. Now, lively, that's a vague term. Cleaner, not missing any scales, they're not miscolored, they're not all dinged up. When you pick up a good bait in your hand and it's clean and it's slimy and it's not all dinged up, we have what we call dry bait. When you pick up a sardine or an anchovy that's missing scales and hasn't been handled so well, or just whatever, had a bad day, it kind of feels what we call dry, and you can feel the scales and you can feel the fins. You pick up a good bait that's clean and nice and isn't missing any scales, has its full coating of slime on it, which is a help, which is good, that you know. And that getting that bait out of the hand well and on your hook and in the water in good shape, that is the biggest, that's where people fail. That's where people go from having, you know, the bait was decent in the hand well, and then they mangle it in their hands, and they rub all the scales off, and they carry it to their rod, and they still have a death grip on it. They get it in the water, and they kind of sort of swims around in the half circle, and then it rolls over dead. That is the biggest thing people could work on, and that going from the bait tank to on their hook and in the water is where there's a lot of failure on the bait. You know, that's the biggest bait fishing failure, among other things.
And there's a trick for looking for that, you know, quote-unquote perfect bait in the bait well, too. And if, Stephanie, you look at most of the bait, it'll kind of find the corner and stick its head in the corner. But there's a few of them that will not find their way to the corner. They will keep going in circles, round and round, figure-eighting, staying in that live well perfect. And that it's usually the most difficult one to catch.
Yes,
and
the hardest one to catch is the best
bait. That's the one you want.
And like Steve was saying, once it's pinned on your hook, we watch people all the time. They have the death grip on the bait.
Squeeze the love out of it.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, the quicker flat palm, come up underneath it, dry it out with your, you know, get it out of the water with your flat hand coming up underneath it, gently cup it, get your hook in it, and get it in the water.
And let it go.
But let go of it. Once he's on the hook, let go of it.
Yeah.
On the boat is the best place to learn this. On the boat with a tank full of bait, have a crewman show you what they're talking about. And then and spend the time to figure it out how to get it on your hook and in the water. And then, like, we can talk about it all day, but until you're, it's like trying to drive a stick shift. You can talk about it until you're blue in the face, but until you're actually behind the wheel, you're not going to get it. You need to just go and look at the bait and handle some baits and have a crewman or somebody else show you what they're talking about on
and,
the boat.
And our Southern California fishery is based on it.
Live bait.
15% of your ticket price goes to Everham.
Everham, yeah.
And
the bait company.
And it's. If I had a dollar for every bait I pinned on in my life, I could retire.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, so, and speaking of pinning on, how are you pinning it on? Sideways to the nose, collar hook, belly hook? Which way?
Sardines almost exclusively across the nose.
Sideways.
I'm a nose hook guy, but mostly because of the, I like to cast.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's certainly the shoulder hook and the belly hook. Those are options. They work. They do work fine, and I do them. I do it occasionally when I absolutely positively feel like I have to have the fastest, best bait possible to get a bite. I'll belly hook. But you can't cast your bait so far when you belly hook, and a lot of times you get bit and your bait gets sucked off your hook. A lot of times when you're fishing bait with a belly hook, and so I recommend the nose hook. It's easier. It's fastest. It's cleanest. There are certainly other ways that are viable. Don't get me wrong. I'm you know, there's other ways that work fine, but day in, day out, I go with the nose hook.
Very good. Hey, survey question for my co-host here. When was the last time you pinned on a bait?
It's been quite a while, actually. You know,
Listen, an artificial guy.
I've had my Parker Bay boat for, I don't know, 13 years, and not one time have I had bait on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. And even when I worked for Everingham, listen to this, I had the most killer options of bait, right?
Yeah.
I'd load up my live well with probably 10 times more than it was supposed to have in there,
sure.
Run out to the kelp bed and chum it up and still fish artificial.
Artificial. There you go.
Absolutely.
All right. Stephanie, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Oh, that's some good stuff. Let's talk to Tom. Tom calling from Temecula. Welcome. Appreciate you joining us this morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. Got two questions. One, what happened to the Barracuda? You know, with the cooler water this year, I thought, you know, maybe we'd get a recurrence of those things because they're so much fun to catch. What's your take on that? And then for your full-day trips, have you guys considered leaving earlier just to get a little bit more time on the water and get on the fishing grounds a little bit earlier? And I'll post that question to both the guys.
Barracuda, don't know where they are. That one caller called in earlier mentioned that up
Central.
In Central California,
yeah.
Maybe that's where they are. I'm not sure. We leave at 6 when we're fishing tuna offshore. Occasionally we'll have a limited load trip that'll leave at 5:30, but 6 o'clock's when we leave, and it seems to work out. Full day trips, leave at 6 or 5:30, and what's, you know, right there is where we leave.
And your half day trips?
12 hours is 12 hours.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know, we switched our schedule because everybody was leaving at 6 or 6:30,
uh-huh.
And I wander off the dock at 8:30, and I kind of like the staggered schedule.
It's a great
program. It's not a bad thing at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. It allows me time to get out there and see where the other boats are. And
they've already scoped it out.
So yeah.
You drive right to the fish.
It's like, I like that time out there by myself. When the other boats are gone, I get a lot of business done.
Yeah, because they're leaving, going back to the dock at 11:30, 11:45, and you're there all by yourself for at least 2 hours, right?
It's dangerous.
Let me present this. How many times have you been on a half-day boat where in the morning they just started biting, and okay, wind them off. We got to get going. And how many times do they start biting? And you just wish you had an extra hour. You know?
And then at the end of the day, when they're done for the day, and I've got it to myself on it's getting darker. That trip last night was phenomenal.
Hey, the video you showed us was insane with everybody hooked up and 5 or 6 fish.
Yeah.
All in the picture. It was a beautiful looking trip.
You're going to be doing those.
I'll get that posted on Daily Double Sport Fishing today.
Okay.
It was kind of fun.
Daily Double Sport Fishing is your website?
Yes.
Okay.
Or Facebook. I'm sorry.
On Facebook. The Facebook
is Daily Double Sport Fishing.
Daily Double Sport Fishing. Yeah. All right. Hey Tom, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, I want to remind you that the CCA fishing clinics that Bill Varney puts on are all over. But if you want to keep up to date on future seminars and surf fishing tips, visit Surf visit fishthesurf.com. That's fishthesurf.com.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky caller today has won that Sato Linewinder kit. A huge, huge deal coming up. We're going to be back in a few minutes. Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 80% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 80%. Plus, plenty of manufacturer's incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We will have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
For over five decades, Lee Palms Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. And what a fun couple of hours with these two local guys here. But there's only one lucky winner today.
Yeah.
And the one lucky winner is Sam from Irvine. Sam has won the Sato Linewinder kit. He's going to be stoked. And I think Fred probably wishes he had one on the boat to take off all that spectra.
Yeah, indeed. Wrap people with mono, for sure. Maybe we can talk to Gary about that. Captain Fred Huber, Daily Double, great show. If somebody wants to ride the Daily Double at Point Loma Sport Fishing, how do we do it?
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for having us. Point Loma Sport Fishing, 619-223-1627. PointLomaSportFishing.com. You can buy tickets
online.
Online.
Yeah.
And
then you were talking about your Facebook page. What is that?
Daily Double Sport Fishing is our Facebook page. Okay. And I tried, social media is important. I understand it. It's Steve and I are... We don't like doing it, but, I'm trying to get better at it.
But hey, you're talking about the video today. We saw it. It was really cool.
Cool.
So they're going to be able to see that and check that at Daily Double on the Facebook. Hey, and so great to have you, Steve, too, indeed, from the Mission Bell. If somebody wants to ride the Mission Bell, how do we do it?
Point Loma Sport Fishing again. Same thing, 619-223-1627. Or on the website, PointLomaSportFishing.com, and then Facebook, same thing, Mission Bell's got a Facebook page as well.
Okay, and you can book right online for both of them, and
yes, you can.
Out there and go fishing with these two guys because they are fantastic. And thank you to Brian in the studio with us. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. He'll be posting those archives here very, very shortly on our Let's Talk Hookup Facebook or on our Let's Talk Hookup website, as well as our everything else.
On the app.
Yeah, on the app. Hey, the live from the Conakai Resort in Shelter Island this coming Saturday. You don't want to miss that with Pete Grosbeck, Steve Pernard, and Adam the Dockmaster there. And the next Sunday, Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on 97.3 The Fan.